Now, I'm talking on the line with French comedian Marcel Leconte. He should be joining me on the line now. Are you there, Marcel?
He should, and he is.
They're brilliant. That's how we want to start. Now, Marcel is described as the funniest French comedian in the UK today. He's toured worldwide with his dry wit, from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival to Melbourne to Russell Howard's Good News and the BBC Live at the Electric. And he's now touring his new stand-up show, Marcel Leconte Is, and that is at the Lowry in Salford in November the 5th. Bonjour, Marcel. Welcome sure. to the show. How
welcome
are you?
Welcome to me. I'm okay. It's so much more than a stand-up show, but you can call it that. Parts of it contain that, but so much more.
You say it's more than a stand-up show. The people pay that. They go in there with the mind. What do they expect, Marcel? What do they get from your show?
The show contains everything you could wish for. It's got some stand-up. It has their songs, poems, body chansons, some advice for life.
Advice for life?
Sure.
That's good. So how has the tour been going so far?
It's okay. I'm in Scotland at the moment. I'm currently staring out at the clouds and the grey and the person trying to avoid the rain in the streets. So, you know, it's a cheery, wonderful time to be doing a tour in Britain.
Well, if you'll be coming to Manchester, it is known for, it's a bit of a rainy state. It is known for the bad weather here. You're doing the tour. You did the Fringe in August. How was that? How was doing the Fringe?
The Edinburgh Fringe for me, wonderful, largest arts festival in the planet, so why would I not be there? It would be bizarre for me not to be there. And yeah, it went well, you know, there were no fights. The building remained not on fire. You know, what more can you want?
That's always a bonus.
Well, sure, I mean, not metaphorically, of course. The crowd was enlightened every night.
You took the roof off, but not physically.
No. I feel one should take a souvenir from a show, but not the roof.
Not the roof. That's probably a bit too much. Now, just talking about your show, obviously, you're the witty Frenchman. I see you with a glass of wine, usually, on most of your performances. Is that something you bring on every show? Are you quite the wine connoisseur?
Of course. You don't bring wine to work?
I wouldn't mind a tipple now on the show, but it's probably a little bit too early. If I was doing it later, I might have a nice...
No one can see. It's radio.
Exactly. I could be...
Entirely get away with it.
I could be drinking a glass of Pabst as we speak now. So is that something that's built into your routines that go hand in hand?
It's a lubricant. Certainly for the for my words, you know, without the wine, it's not right. They come out stilted and wrong, you know. I feel what I say with wine, you know, they say in vino veritas, of course. The Romans, they did not lie about this. It's the wine brings out the truth.
It certainly does sometimes a little bit.
That's
more.
That's what they pay for. That's what the person has come to see.
They come for the content, they get the truth. Nice. So you're touring Scotland, but you've been touring England. Have you been to Manchester yet? Have you ever?
No, Manchester. Oh, last year, of course. But this year, Manchester is my final date of the tour. So
the final end.
Certainly cannot guarantee sobriety.
And how do you find Manchester, if you've been here before, or England in general, as you are a French comedian?
You can generalize some places differ entirely, as the north of England, quite often entirely different species, I find, actually. Manchester, relatively civilized, I suppose, but you go... I don't know, where was the place? Oh, last year, Runcorn. Wow.
Where?
Just seems to be where despair goes to die. It was not a fun experience for me. Newcastle, fascinating as well. You know, just women a color of which I have never seen before. I've seen white women, black women, but I did not know this orange spectrum in between was there.
The orange colour, yeah. I was in Newcastle a couple of weeks ago and there was some crazy sights indeed. Have you ever been to Leeds, Marcel?
Leeds, yeah. I played Leeds last year as well.
That's where I'm from. That's where I'm native of, Leeds.
Sure, but you are not there now.
No, I'm not there now. I'm here, just in Manchester, the wrong side of the Pennines, some people might say.
Yeah. They might say, I don't know the Pennines so well, I cannot judge which is the right side to be. But Leeds, I was there for the tour, the Yorkshire as well, of course. I was there providing some much-needed Gaelic flair for this
nice
event, you know. It's just, you know, they seem to celebrate up there a sporting event with what you call the pasty.
Yeah, the pasty. You can't beat
that
the pasty.
Famous health food.
We're big on the pasty up north. We do like our dish. Do you not really go down well, the pasty in France?
No, we use plates, you know, to put. I know the pasty you have, it's for the person to contain.
It's just for the hand, yeah.
Food, it's like a food handbag.
Yeah, a food handbag. It's good though, because if you're on the move, you can't always, you can't carry a plate. Do you know what I mean? You can't move around.
Just sit down to eat, you know. If your life is that busy that you can't sit down to enjoy a meal, you think, life is short, I'm rushing around doing things. Well, I can't think of a more important thing to do than eating. It's the one thing we actually need to do. You're thinking, I must get from there to there. No, just eat. That's the really one thing that a human needs to do, that and the obvious word I cannot say on live radio,
true.
I think, but
keep it clean. But yeah, it's you know, you got a point there. We should probably take more time and enjoy our food, get some indigestion walking around eating. Now, Marcel, you say you're a bit of a ladies' man with your tour. Can you offer any tips, Marcel? Is it all about the routine, or is it the success of the routine?
The word that I could not name some 30 seconds ago. Yeah, sure. You know, there are often groupies, get many proposals after the show, during the show, sometimes as well. And try my best to accommodate all that I can, you know. It's, for the groupie, you know, I suppose they have in the show, you know, like by record, sometimes on the record, you wait until the final song is finished and you wait, silence, and voilà, there's a little secret extra track there. Well, same for me, the groupie after the show, they get a little bonus from me.
Ah, so you're like the secret track, very good. Also, I'd meant to ask you about your show. I always see you without shoes. You seem to, you perform barefoot. Is that something that you do all the time?
Yeah, I'm indoors. Again, in France, we have etiquette, you know, if we are indoors, the shoes are removed. I see no need to wear shoes when inside a building.
If anything,
yeah, just take it all off, you know, why not?
Because you look quite sharp. You dress very well, Marcel. You've got a nice nice suit, looking very suave.
Yeah.
And then there's no socks and shoes. I don't know, but in France, is that a bit of a hit? Is that something is that a cultural difference there?
Not really. We have socks and shoes in France as well.
Yeah.
Civilized nation. But no, I would say to the person who are indoors, who are wearing the shoes and socks while watching the show, well, you know, it's just bad etiquette to be doing that while inside. I think it's them that are wrong. You say it's me that is the bizarre one for choosing this, but when I am inside, I don't know about you, nothing on the feet. It's just the way that it is.
I sometimes like to wear a slipper, Marcel, if I'm honest.
Just one.
Well, it depends. If I can find the other one, I might wear two.
But fashion choice of a lunatic, just wearing one.
I know. Well, I'm a bit like that. I'm a bit edgy. You know, I'm in the comfort of my own house. I don't have to be bound by fashion constraints.
You can do as you please. I don't wish to offer anything for your fashion choice. It seems like you have chosen your path.
I have chosen
the
path.
Well, and you will hobble down it wearing only one shoe.
I will hop through my life choices. Now, okay, Marcel, your show is on the 5th of November in Salford.
The final date of the tour.
The final day, the final curtain. Are you looking forward to the final gig?
I think so. It's time to relax a little now. I've been spreading my genius maybe too thin over the... Maybe it's time for a little bit of fill time.
Bit of recoup. Well, all the best for your final.